from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Happy New Year, America. Are you ready to have some fun, ladies and gentlemen? Because this is going to be one of the best years in American history. We are going to... I don't know if the American people are ready for the level of fun and excitement and enthusiasm and patriotism that is about to flow out of the Trump White House. Absolutely unbelievable. Some of the things that the administration will be handling. We've got a great show today, folks. Some great guests coming your way. We've got a lot of breaking news happening as well. Lots going on across the country, and we're going to get to a lot of those stories as well. I want you to write down our telephone number. Write this number down. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So here's what's happening right now. We are watching for Congress to certify the election. Now, the question is, will the FBI try to stage another riot, another insurrection? I don't think so, because the weather's pretty bad in Washington, D.C., and it's a mess up there, and the snow's coming down, so I don't think the FBI is going to get out in the elements and try to stage another riot like they did back in 2020. By the way, some breaking news coming across the border in Canada, where Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation. And that's solely responsible. That is Donald J. Trump who did that, along with the Canadian truckers. People up there are just, it's almost as if the entire country is like California and New York. The level of oppression in Canada is off the charts. And Trudeau announcing that he will be stepping down as prime minister. He does intend to resign. Now, one of the interesting things about Trudeau, you know what he did? Do you know what he did before he became prime minister? A lot of people don't realize this. He's a ne'er-do-well, this guy. Trudeau actually was a drama teacher at a school. That was his day job. No, I'm not making this up. He was actually a practicing thespian, this guy. So there you go. Trudeau is, well, no, I don't judge. I'm just telling you, he was a practicing thespian. I offer no commentary other than to provide you, the esteemed and learned listeners of the Todd Starnes Show, with the facts, so you know the rest of the story. Now, last night and over the weekend, a couple of things happened, and I want to talk about this. ESPN, folks, it's over for those people. I really do believe that one of the things we are going to see over the next 4 years, and this is going to happen very quickly, is the demise of the mainstream media as we know it. You are watching before your very eyes the mainstream media unraveling. And I'm talking about everything from newspapers to the big conglomerate radio stations to the television networks to cable TV. It's all beginning to unravel. As a matter of fact, today I was reading somewhere, the Washington Post is about ready to lay off dozens of workers. These are very long-established publications that have gone left, and they've been left. They've been anti-American for decades now, and they've become irrelevant. Donald J. Trump is responsible for all of this. Donald Trump is responsible for exposing the media for who they really are. And it is a glorious thing that's happening here. So ESPN, back to ESPN for just a moment. So over the weekend, there were football games. We had a lot of football games. And you've got the college football playoffs. You've got the bowl games themselves. And there was the Sugar Bowl, which got delayed for 24 hours because of the terrorist attack in New Orleans. And there was a beautiful start to the Sugar Bowl where you had a moment of silence for the victims of the Muslim terrorist attack. And after that, they played the national anthem. Somebody came out and sang the national anthem. It was a beautiful rendition of the national anthem. It was a traditional, you know, the singer didn't go get crazy with it was just a beautiful singing of the national anthem. And then inside the Superdome, the crowd just spontaneously started chanting USA, USA. I mean, it was just absolutely beautiful. If you were watching ESPN, you didn't see any of that at all, period. ESPN refused to broadcast the moment of silence. They refused to broadcast the singing of the national anthem. They refused to broadcast the crowd chanting USA, USA. As a matter of fact, there was a massive, giant American flag that was unfurled in the middle of the Superdome. You didn't see any of that if you were watching ESPN. Instead, they aired that offensive woke message from Allstate, who happened to be the sponsor of the Sugar Bowl. And by the way, that statement was horrible. It was so bad that that Allstate has pulled the video. You can't find the ad anywhere now. They pulled it off of their platform. And the Allstate CEO guy was saying, well, we all need to be stronger and we need to come together by overcoming an addiction to divisiveness and negativity. No, sir. What we need to do is tell the Muslim community to tell their people to stop blowing us up and running us over. That's what needs to happen. He went on to say, join Allstate working in local communities across America to amplify the positive, increase trust, and accept people's imperfections and differences. What is he doing? I still don't know what this guy's talking about. We're supposed to embrace the fact that these Islamic radicals want to kill all of us. They want to kill the Jews. They want to kill the Christians. And they want to throw the gay people off the rooftops of the buildings. And not necessarily in that order. So anyway, people were really upset about this. So they broadcast that nonsense, but they didn't broadcast anything. And Senator Tommy Tuberville over the weekend really unleashed. And by the way, Tuberville, you might remember, coached in 3 Sugar Bowl games. And he said, American sports, and especially college football, have always been a patriotic tradition that brings all Americans together. Unfortunately, ESPN, which is owned by Disney, gave in to the woke mob by refusing to air the national anthem and instead played a video of the Allstate CEO talking about divisiveness. This was a chance for all of us to come together, but instead of honoring the innocent lives lost, these woke corporations bowed to terrorists. Brett Favre writing, woke is a joke. Clay Travis saying that this is all unprecedented, and it's one of the most indefensible sports production errors that they've ever seen. And here's why it's really weird. Remember when Florida was advancing that so-called don't say gay legislation, which is not what it was all about, but I don't want to get into the weeds on that. ESPN actually broadcast, this was during basketball season, and they actually broadcast a moment of silence inside the basketball arena to protest the don't say gay legislation. What does that tell you about ESPN and their agenda? What does that tell you about who those people are? So all that to say, I think one of the big storylines that we're going to be paying attention to here is the demise of the legacy media. They don't get it, and they never will. And the reason why is they have employed so many of these woke Gen Xers and millennials and Gen Zers. Those 3 generations combined, and I will tell you, back when I was in journalism school, I don't even think, and I know this is terrible to say, I don't even think Christian colleges are doing a good job turning out journalism majors. I really don't. They're all coming out woke, and that is a problem that has to get fixed. Now, what I find interesting is there is another story out, and by the way, this is from a website called The Writing, and they actually monitored website traffic among conservative websites. And it looks like even among the legacy conservative websites, they are suffering dramatic losses in traffic. And again, I truly believe one of the reasons why is that many of these organizations are not being true to themselves. At ToddStearns.com, we have been pretty consistent over the years. When you come to our website, you know what to expect. We are not all things to all people. Period. We're just not. We cover certain stories. We let the other guys do what they do. But we do what we do, and we do it well. And the numbers speak for themselves. But I find this fascinating. When you look at when you compare the numbers from October 2020 to October 24, election year traffic on websites, ready for this? Fox News, their traffic down 17%. Washington Examiner down 74%. The Federalist down 95%. Town Hall down 93% in their traffic. Back in October of 2020, Town Hall was bringing in 3.4 million readers a month. Now, 264,000. And what's fascinating about all of this is that our numbers actually beat out a lot of these other folks. And every single one of these organizations, they've got dozens of staff and writers. And the problem is they're just not true to who they are. And readers and listeners, and I will extend that to our great radio audience here, you guys know when you're being fed a load of grade A hooey. You do. Now, I may not be right. I'm normally wrong at least one time a year. I think in 2020 it was two times a year. But you know what? When we do make a mistake, we are upfront about it and we tell you. So people know that we're going to be honest with them. People know that we're not going to feed them a lie. And we're going to wait until we get all the facts before we decide to weigh in on a story. But I'm telling you, something is going on here, and it is not a good thing. It is not a good thing, and especially with the onset of AI. You know what my greatest fear is? And I see this on X a lot. And we'll get into what Elon did a little bit later on. But here's what concerns me about all of that. Nobody trusts the media anymore, and it's the media's own fault. It's the media's own fault. But you know, there are a lot of people on X, and they are doing the same thing the media is doing. And they're doing it not from the left side, but they're doing it from the right side. And I'm just wondering, what are the chances that we could get ourselves involved in a full-fledged shooting war with another country based on fake news that's posted on social media? Or a fake AI report that's posted on social media. It does make you think, doesn't it? All right, we're going to be talking about the Golden Globes. Man, that was a freak show last night. We're going to talk about that. Also, waiting for Congress to they're meeting hopefully today. The big problem is the snowstorm, and a lot of people went home. So we are waiting for that report. We'll bring that to you live. By the way, we're going to be taking your calls as well, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You know, we talk about what's happening with the economy, and I want to encourage you as you go into 2025 to take a long, hard look at where your money is invested. And if it's all in the stock market, you need to think about that really hard. My recommendation is to diversify your retirement plan, your savings, whatever you're trying to do. You need to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum. And that's why my friends at Priority Gold are really, really anxious to talk to you. Priority Gold, they make it very easy to diversify. You got to act now, though, and this is not some sort of a pressure thing. They just want to send you a free gold investor guide. They've got two decades of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and they want to send you a free gold investor guide. Now, folks, if you're following the numbers, gold already up 21% this year and still climbing. And so this is a great opportunity to take a long, hard look at your retirement plans. By the way, if you're a young person, maybe you just got some Christmas money, might be a good idea for you to take a look at investing in gold as well. So here's what I want you to do. Write this number down. Text the word GOLDEN to 24999. That's golden to 24999. You're going to get a free gold investor guide. And it's not going to be a pressure sale here, folks. That's not how Priority Gold operates. They want to educate you first, and then you can make a smart decision. So again, text the word golden to 24999. All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Oh, by the way, did you hear about what happened with Biden yesterday? The guy is not there. And the signs of this dementia and this senility are all over the place. So yesterday, a reporter asked a very simple question. It was not a very difficult question, and I don't think it was not even a mean-spirited question. And we'll play a snippet of it here, but the question, and there's a longer form version of this audio, and you can hear the question that's being asked, and that's always important. I always want to hear the question because that puts it into context. I mean, if the person asks, you know, so I hear you're an old fart, Mr. President. Yeah, you're going to respond in a very inappropriate way. And here is President Biden responding to a question about age. Cut 12.
By being the oldest president, I know more world leaders than any one of you ever met in your whole life.
So we can't play them. It's not that we can't. I won't. I simply refuse to allow God's name to be taken in vain on this radio program. We don't do that here. And I don't want our radio station towers to get hit by lightning. But he used God's name in vain. And I got a couple of questions about this. And I know that Biden is just a very mean person. He always has been. And I think he got that from having lunch with the segregationist Democrats, the Dixiecrats, back in the 1960s and 70s. But this guy is supposed to be a devout Catholic, right? I mean, they tout him as, he could be the next pope. Well, I got a couple of questions here. What kind of a devout Catholic would intentionally use God's name in vain like that? Or for that matter, what kind of a devout Catholic supports late-term abortions? Or, if we're going to have this conversation, what kind of a devout Catholic would let the Justice Department recruit priests to spy on Catholic parishioners? And the point I'm trying to make here is I don't think the guy's devout. I'm not even sure he's a Christian man. What was it he was quoting? Remember, do you guys remember this? He was talking about the Old Testament. And he meant to say the book of Psalms. I think that's what he meant to say. But he kept talking about the book of Psalms. And the psalmist wrote this and the psalmist wrote that. Now, I don't know. I don't go to a Catholic church. Maybe you Catholics, that's what you call the Book of Psalms. But in the Baptist faith tradition, we call that the Book of Psalms. The P is silent. And the great irony here is that just last week, remember Biden was asked about, you know, talking about Jimmy Carter and said, what's the thing that we need to take away? And he told the reporters, Decency. He said it three times, just like that. Decency. That was just a couple of days ago. And now he's cussing out reporters in the White House. I love it. So I was doing a little show research last night, and I was reading an old column from by Cal Thomas. And Thomas actually said that in private, Biden uses salty language all the time and once called President Trump a sick blank. I mean, this is Joe Biden. Now, Donald Trump, if he just looks at you the wrong way, the media goes bonkers over all of this. But they let the devout Catholic, they give him a pass when he uses God's name in vain. I can't wait to hear the tell-all stories coming out from this administration. They're going to be some doozies. All right, we got to take a quick break here, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. 866-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Happy New Year, America. The story of MyPillow is a testament to faith and transformation. Mike Lindell, once battling addiction, found a new path when he embraced faith and began following Jesus. In gratitude, Mike is excited to share an exclusive offer with our listeners. Right now, the standard MyPillow is available for just $14.88, a savings that's too good to pass up. There's a limit of 10 per customer, so don't wait to take advantage of this amazing deal now with promo code STARNES. Mike believes God gave him the idea for MyPillow in a dream, and it's designed with your comfort in mind. The pillow holds its shape and adapts perfectly to your unique sleep position, helping keep your neck aligned for the best night's sleep. And there's more. Take home a four-piece kitchen set for only $25. Enjoy the new mattress topper at $99.99 or pick up the luxurious MyPillow bed sheet starting at $49.98. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNES to unlock huge discounts. Don't miss out. Order today. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us today. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are waiting for Congress to certify President Trump. That will happen sometime. We expect maybe even in the show, so we'll keep you updated there. Oh, gotta share this item with you. President Biden invited a guy on stage to sing Happy Birthday over the weekend, and just take a listen to this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
He didn't know the guy's name. The poor kid's up there, he's laughing because he knows this. The president of the United States doesn't know my name. Unbelievable. Meantime, over the weekend, President Biden also honored some of the most evil, vile people in the country with this Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's all a joke. It's a joke. George Soros, among those getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Mitt Romney's daddy, all very bad people. I'm going to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Congressman Jack Bergman, representing Michigan's 1st Congressional District. Congressman, Happy New Year to you. And were you able to get back to Washington, D.C. ahead of the snowstorm?
Well, the short answer is yes, because I didn't leave. Our Republican conference spent all day Saturday at an offsite to talk about the upcoming urgency of the need to formulate and pass reconciliation. So working with the Senate, us, and in conjunction with the Trump White House to get the ball rolling in Donald Trump's second term as president right away on good government that is mindful of cost, mindful of issues of national and personal security, not the least of which is, the open border, if you will, that we've had for the last 4 years, but the international situation, too, because let's face it, the world is not necessarily a safe place. We saw that, unfortunately, and God rest their souls and pray for their survivors and next of kin in the New Orleans terrorist attack. But we, the Republicans, are more than ready and raring to go. We're prepared. And, I'm kind of thoughtful. 50-plus years ago, I spent a little time in Vietnam, and we did joint operations with the South Vietnamese Marine Corps. Fast forward a few decades, I was doing joint operations with the Canadians, the French, the whatever, around the world. And what I'm looking at, what we're doing here when we can get Donald Trump on January 20th, get him sworn in, this is joint operations between the executive branch and the legislative branch, because we might have different ways of wanting to do things to start with, but you got to come together to complete the mission, and the mission is to do the right thing for the American people, pure and simple. whether they voted for you or not, people know that they want a strong president and a Congress that actually does its job.
Yeah. Congressman, what was your reaction to President Biden awarding George Soros the Presidential Medal of Freedom? That was sickening to me.
Well, you know, my mother said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything all. But do you remember Pee Wee Herman? And when someone would attack him, he'd say, I know you are, so what am I? Well, Biden's actions are giving Pee Wee Herman a bad name, because they are just, they're not only clueless, they're evil. These people, George Soros and a lot of you name, you know, those you've named and those were awarded, their whole goal is to take down our way of life, our democracy. So it is worse than shameful. Biden's going to be remembered, you know, this week, again, God rest his soul, we'll be remembering Jimmy Carter. Biden, Jimmy Carter now really doesn't have to worry about being the worst president in history, because Biden has slipped below him, and there's a big gap between who's ever second worst as opposed to Biden.
So Politico reporting that the speaker telling the conference that Trump wants one big, beautiful reconciliation package. Is that going to happen? Are we going to get just one great big reconciliation package?
I think the answer is probably going to be no, based on some things I saw this morning that President Trump has come out to say, well, I wanted one, but I guess I can live with two, because Senator Thune, you know, who's now controlling, you know, the Senate Majority Leader, there's been a lot of discussions. And let's face it, Donald Trump's a businessman. He's a negotiator. It is. I read his book, The Art of the Deal, back in the 80s when he wrote it. And you shoot for the highest, and you take, if the deal is right, do it. And I believe we're probably, most probably, unless something changes, we're going to end up with a two-part deal. The key is to get it done and get it done quickly so that Donald Trump and his leadership team can start moving forward fast. With getting their plan, into place. So it's a negotiation going on. I think it's going to be two bills.
Congressman, we're hearing shock and awe that whatever is going to happen within the first 48 hours of Trump's presidency is going to cause shock and awe across the nation. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, I remember the initial use of the term shock and awe that the Air Force used during Desert Shield, Desert Storm. Was not a whole lot of shock, was not a whole lot of awe, but the point is, you know, things tend to get blown up. However, in that first, you know, few hours and few days, the executive orders that are going to come out, the decisions that are going to be made by the Trump administration, if you're a bureaucrat or if you're a person in uniform that is not earning your paycheck, I would suggest you probably should consider putting in your retirement papers now, rather than have someone tell you, oh, by the way, it's time for you to go. So do the taxpayers a favor. You know, you haven't been earning your paycheck, mainly because in a lot of cases you haven't even shown up for work in D.C. for the last 4 years. You've used, you know, oh, well, I like working at home since COVID is an excuse. Sorry. If we can get by without you being here, well, we're going to get by without you, period, and reduce the cost of the American taxpayers.
Now, Congressman, you spent a lot of time in the military, retired from Marine Corps. You're a lieutenant general. You're also on the Armed Services Committee. And how confident are you that Pete Hegseth is going to be able to get in there and start rooting out this woke rot that's infested the Pentagon?
Pete's going to get a lot of help, because there are a lot of good folks. And again, my senior years as a general officer, I did spend a number of years in the Pentagon, to be total, probably 7 or 8 in and out of there. And there are good people in the Pentagon who are being underutilized by basically, pardon my English, piss poor leadership focused on wokeism, DEI, all the stuff that doesn't add to the warfighting value of our services. But most importantly, it repulses good men and women who want to serve, but say, I'm not going to go into that garbage.
That's what concerns me, and especially, you know, I live in the South. I'm from the South, and a lot of our sons, a lot of the sons of the South have gone into the military, and we've heard from so many moms and dads across the entire region, really the nation, and they said what you just said is that their sons don't want to have anything to do with that, and we've got to fix that, and we've got to fix that quickly.
Yes, we do, and we're going to assume Pete Hegseth gets confirmed, and he's going to have a team underneath him of secretaries of the Army, secretaries of the Navy, the Air Force. He's going to have a rock solid team that is going to be the, you know, shouldering the brunt of the work here within their own, you know, departments of the, you know, subdepartments of the Department of Defense, if you will. And it's not just one person, but it takes one person to lead. And lead as a leader, and I believe Pete Hegseth has that capability.
Congressman, before we let you go, let's talk about what's going to happen at 1 o'clock Eastern. Congress will certify President Trump's election. Take us through that process.
Well, bottom line is we're all going to go in there. In fact, as soon as we hang up, I'm walking over to the Capitol. I've got my snowshoes on here. We had 6 inches of snow last night. But the bottom line is we're going to go, you know, state by state and verify the election, you know, results, certified, if you will. And at the end of the day, I'd be very surprised. Of course, you know, when Donald Trump was elected the first time and swore, you know, we did this in 2017, there were some folks from the other side who protested it just because they protested. But I believe at the end of the day, we're going to have the results of the election verified, and we're going to get on with our legislative business, and the next big step, of course, is inauguration in a couple of weeks.
It's sort of like being at the Kentucky Derby, Congressman, right? You've got the horses in the gate, and they're just chomping at the bit. They're just waiting for those gates to open and for the horn to sound. And I think that's sort of how the entire MAGA world is right now.
That's right. You know, and I'd like to, you know, we all use the word MAGA, and I'm working on, I think you should have a contest to see how many different A's in the first A. We say make America great again. How about make academies great again, service academies? Make them the place where men and women want to aspire to. Make academics great again. You could do all sorts of things. Run a contest with your viewers, and let's see what we can get as far as ideas.
I love it. Make Applebee's great again, too. It used to be a good
one. There you go. Just, you know, two for one all day long.
That's it. All right, Congressman, we're going to let you trudge over there in the snow. Congressman,
all right,
good talking to you. Congressman Jack Bergman, retired Lieutenant General of the Marine Corps, and he's whipping folks into shape up on Capitol Hill. Congressman, God bless. Thank you again. All right, there you go. M-A-G. Pardon me. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Yesterday in Memphis, it was like 65, 66 degrees. By nightfall, it was like 20 degrees. All that to say, I'm popping some DayQuil. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, you heard the congressman there. Snow coming down. As a matter of fact, there is a massive, they're calling it snow surrection. They have hundreds of people are having a snowball fight right outside the U.S. Capitol there on the Washington Mall. Everybody appears to be in great spirits. Some places, I think Kansas City, you guys getting, what, double digits of snowfall It is insane out there, and I'd love to know how things are going in your neighborhoods. You folks from Florida, you can't call in. Things are fine there. Except for, now, I've heard this as, this is a crazy thing, but when it gets super cold in Florida, the little geckos and all those little lizard-like creatures, they fall out of the trees. It's very weird. So anyway, people are bracing for the big storm. A lot of folks are buried in snow, frigid temperatures in the southern states. But somebody sent me a note over the weekend about snowplows. And in Wichita, Kansas, they have a lot of snowplows. And they actually name their snowplow. No, I'm not making this up. They literally name the snowplows in Wichita, Kansas. I've never seen anything quite like this. So anyway, I called Dalton Glasscock and said, is this true? Do you guys really give your snowplows names in Wichita? And he said, oh, yeah, this is like, it's a big thing. And they have 70-something snowplows. Every single one of them has a name. And then you can actually go online and you can actually check to see where the snow plows are to make sure your street may or may not be getting plowed. So anyway, some of the names here, of course, you know, Dwight D. Eisenhower is from Kansas. So one of the snow trucks named Eisenplower, another William Scrapespear, another Every Day I'm Shoveling. Oh, that's kind of funny. Here we go. This one is called Baby Snowda. Don't flurry, be happy. Wow. Edward Blizzard Hands. These are all very clever. Henry David Thursnow, for you literary types out there. There's the Hiplopotamus. I came, I thought, I conquered. Ice fought the thaw, and the thaw won. This is great. So anyway, we'll try to, you know what, we'll post these on toddstearns.com, and we'll let you, you're killing me, squalls. Look, it's, when you're in the middle of a snowstorm, there's really not much else you can do. So it is what it is. All right, Kamala Harris announcing that she is going to certify her loss today. Cut number 8.
The peaceful transfer of power is one of the most fundamental principles of American democracy. As much as any other principle, it is what distinguishes our system of government from monarchy or tyranny. Today at the United States Capitol, I will perform my constitutional duty as Vice President of the United States to certify the results of the 2024 election. This duty is a sacred obligation, one I will uphold, guided by love of country, loyalty to our Constitution, and my unwavering faith in the American people. As we have seen, our democracy can be fragile, and it is up to then each one of us to stand up for our most cherished principles and to make sure that in America, our government always remains of the people, by the people, and for the people. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
All right, CNN is saying that she is dreading her job today and the fact that she will have to preside over the U.S. Senate as they certify Trump's election. She is dreading this. By the way, did you see this video? There's no audio here, but it's amazing. New senator from Nebraska, Deb Fischer. And Deb brought her husband along. And this guy is the goat. So anyway, she goes over to shake Deb's hand, Senator Deb's hand. And then she tries to shake the husband's hand. And he says no. He refuses the vice president's handshake. I think that he was just unburdened by what has been. And Harris didn't know what to do. She was like, okay. Good for you, sir. That's pretty brilliant. So anyway, we'll be following all of those developments. And, dear, I don't care what we're talking about. I don't care who we have as a guest. But when the moment comes for Kamala Harris to certify, we're taking that live. I want to hear it. We will describe her face. She's been drinking. I'm right. I mean, she's probably going to be a couple of bottles in by the time she gets up there on the dais. If she's actually able to, they may have to have the Secret Service hoist her up there. But we're going to keep you updated. That's coming up at the top of the hour. And we'll also tell you about a crazy story involving an historically black college university, Mississippi Valley State. They were invited by President Trump to march in the inauguration parade. And now all you-know-what's breaking loose, and they're actually being called racist and Uncle Toms. And they're going to need our help, and we're going to tell you how we can help them out. That's all coming up after the break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Shatters, that's right. I love this American.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Welcome all. By the way, our telephone number, if you would like to phone in, write this number down, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So here's what's going on. We are watching in real time Congress convening, Speaker Mike Johnson. You've got Vice President Kamala Harris. They're on the platform, and we will be going state by state as we, again, certify the election results. It's going to be a lot of fun, and folks, I am telling you, there's a lot of excitement in this country about what Donald Trump is about to do. Want to talk about a story coming out of Mississippi, the state of Mississippi. This is the Mississippi Valley State Marching Band, and they are one of the bands that's been invited to perform at the inauguration parade. President Trump reached out and invited this marching band. Mississippi Valley State is a historically black college there in the Magnolia State. And now they're facing all sorts of backlash from the black community, and many of them are actually calling the band Uncle Toms. Let's listen to cut number two, please.
So let me get this straight. DJT, a.k.a. Donald Jacques Trump, invites the Mississippi Valley State Marching Band to come and perform at one of the most important moments in American history, his second inauguration. And these kids back here, who have been working their entire life for a moment like this, who have been praying for a moment like this, this level of exposure to be in the universe. This is easily going to be the most attended and most watched inauguration ever. And these kids are going to have the opportunity to perform for the world, to show their gifting to the world. And they're being told by people who look just like them that they are sellouts for doing so. And that they should scrap the entire idea. Like, imagine the audacity of somebody telling you that you should not be performing at one of the biggest events ever that may very well change your entire life because they were told not to like this guy. Matter of fact, they were told that this man right here is a racist. Mind you, this is the same racist who created sustainable funding for schools like your own in his first term, when no other president, including the president who might have looked just like you, had an opportunity to do the exact same thing. That's the racist we're talking about. The one who was only racist after 2016, right? Decades before that, he was beloved within the black community. But as soon as he became a potential president, all of a sudden the media told you that he's a racist now. That's how we're entering into 2025.
It's insanity. The people ought to be celebrating this. By the way, the Mean Green Marching Machine is a great marching band. As a matter of fact, I think we've got some of their audio. This is what the band sounds like. What a thrilling moment for these college kids to know that the president of the United States, the president-elect of these great United States, invited them to take part in his inaugural parade. He can have any bands in the country, but he invited the Mean Green Marching Machine from Mississippi. That should be a moment of pride and celebration, not just for the kids in the marching band, but for the university and for the entire state of Mississippi and the historically black college and university community at large. Because you know what? It didn't happen during Obama's inaugural parade, didn't happen during Joe Biden's, but it did happen under Donald Trump. And we ought to be celebrating that. And it's just really tragic when you've got these kids and they're being called Uncle Toms and sellouts the whole nine yards. And we've seen this play out over and over again. Look at what happened to Larry Elder. Look what they did to Clarence Thomas. But a lot of people now are starting to wake up and they're starting to realize, oh, wait a second, something else is going on here. Cut number four, please.
Mississippi Valley State University was just invited to Trump's inauguration to play for the entire world to hear. And HBCU, I mean, these kids been playing since they were probably little kids. These kids been playing instruments since second, third, fourth grade. And they're about to be on a world stage for the Germany to hear them, Denmark to hear them, Africa can hear them, Australia's going to hear them. Everybody's going to be watching his inauguration, hearing these young black kids that grew up and dreamed of playing on a world stage for everybody to hear. This is one of the biggest stages they ever going to play on. And guess who's got a problem with it? Black people. Black people. Now, see, black people didn't have a problem when Kamala Harris had Beyonce paying her $10 million. Didn't have a problem paying Meg Thee Stallion millions of dollars to twerk in front of everybody so the world can see how stupid black people can really look at a presidential inauguration. Nobody had a problem with that. No, no. But black people got a problem when black people are being put on a world stage, not by somebody black, by Trump, who funded and promised future funding for HBCUs. They're still getting those funds to this day. HBCUs partly exist in the way they do because of legislation that Trump put on the books, not because of Obama or anybody else put on the books, but because of Trump. And Trump is like, not only do I want to help you at the HBCU, I want you to come and play at my inauguration. I want everybody to see all you young black children that used to be 7 years old playing saxophones, 13-year-olds playing drums, trombones at 19. I want you to come play on a world stage to show people how talented our black young Americans are on a world stage. The only people that got a problem is black people. I made a video saying the most racist people we got to this day are black people. You believe me now? Now you see what I'm saying? races against ourselves. How can we sit and be mad at ourselves for having the limelight to show people we are great musicians, we are very talented, we are educated, we do go to college to do things other than play sports? And the only people upset about that are black people. Y'all trash.
Wow. There were a lot of truth bombs that were unleashed during that guy's comments. And there are a lot of other people that that feel the same way, which ought to be encouraging to a lot of folks. But I see this every day in Memphis, and they have weaponized, and by they, I mean the radical activists, have weaponized race. And for generations, they've told people, if you don't vote for Democrats and if you don't vote for people based on skin color, then you're a sellout. You're an Uncle Tom. And as a result of all of that, people start believing that. I mean, over and over again, that's the message that's pounded in. And here's the problem. It's not just pounded in by these radical activists. It's also happening in our school system. It's also happening in the church houses around America, not just here in Memphis, but around America. And so it's all being reinforced by these organizations that people respect and trust. And it's delusion is what it is. And now people are starting to wake up, and a lot of it has to do with the social media platforms like TikTok, like X, and others, where people are able to get out there and share their opinion, and they don't care. They don't care if the radical activists are going to come after them. They just don't care anymore. So anyway, we're posting a link on our Facebook Live page. I'm sorry, on our website, toddstearns.com. And this is It's to the GoFundMe page for the Mean Green Marching Machine. Now, I want to say something about this marching band. These are good kids. And if you've been in marching band, you know how hard it is. Because not only do you have to practice every single day, you've also got to go to classes. You've got to personally practice outside of, you know, marching band. There's a lot of work that goes into being a member of the marching band. So I want you to go over to our website, and you'll see it in our live show blog there, and you'll see the word live in the title. And I want you to go, and I want you to contribute to the Mean Green Marching Machine. We're going to take a break. Folks, hang tight. We're also watching developments on from Washington, D.C., 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Zier.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.org and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.org.
Mr. Speaker and members of Congress, pursuant to the Constitution and laws of the United States, the Senate and House of Representatives are meeting in joint session to verify the certificates and count the votes of the electors of the several states for President and Vice President of the United States. After ascertainment has been had that the certificates are authentic and correct in form, the tellers will count and make a list of the votes cast by the electors of the several states. The tellers on the part of the two houses will take their places at the clerk's desk.
All right, there you have it. Kamala Harris just moments ago. and they'll go through the process, and it'll take a little while, and then the results will be certified. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go back to the story we were talking about just moments ago, Mississippi Valley State University. And I'm wondering if you've started to notice this as well, that the Democrats, for so many generations, going all the way back to LBJ, they thought that the black vote would always stay Democrat, that they would be loyal until the bitter end. But it's turning out not to be the case. And a lot of people are now beginning to wake up and realize that they've been had. They've been snookered. And now you have this marching band, these good college kids, hardworking kids. They're great scholars. They're very talented. And they've been given a great honor. And instead of celebrating that honor, there are many in the celebrity world. There are many in the activist world that want to punish these kids. As a matter of fact, the kids have to raise money. So that's the caveat here, is that you get an invitation to perform in the inauguration parade. Well, you got to raise your money. And that's for everybody who's in that parade. You got to pay your own way. That's the way it goes. So these kids, you know, college kids have no money. So the kids, they started a GoFundMe. And the racist community out there, they're saying, go ask Trump for money. Go ask Elon for money. Well, you know what, folks? We got to do something about that, and we got to help these kids. We've got the link up at toddstearns.com, and I would encourage you to go over there and make a donation. Even if it's like $5 or $10, let's send these kids to Washington, D.C. Anyway, cut number three, please.
To the black people who are upset about an HBCU performing at President Trump's inauguration, we're not rocking with you. We've now reached a point, and we've been here for a long time, but we are finally voicing it. We've now reached a point as black people where we're okay with this divide. Cut us in half. We're tired of y'all. We're tired of y'all playing the victim card. We're tired of y'all acting against everybody and speaking the loudest and making everybody fall with you. We don't want to hear your voice anymore. We're not going to allow you guys to be the loudest in the room anymore. You don't get to make decisions for these children. You don't get to make decisions for none of us.
Good for you, sir. I'm glad that they're having this conversation, because it's one that needs to be had. Because Donald Trump is a good and decent man. You know, they wanted you to believe that Donald Trump was a racist, xenophobe, homophobe, all of these things. He is not. He is not. And I think a lot of folks woke up in 2024 and they realized that whatever the Democrat Party was selling, yet they weren't buying anymore. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, Sunny Hostin, just a little while ago, we've been monitoring The View, and she is still upset about what happened in 2020. And here is cut 13, please.
I think we need to find moral clarity, you know, in this country. And I just remember after January 6th, you had someone like Mitch McConnell placing the blame on January 6th where it belonged, squarely on Donald Trump's shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then you started seeing people backtrack that, mm-hmm. and losing their moral center. You had Condoleezza Rice, I believe, on this very show saying, you know, we need to move on from January 6th. Mm-hmm. I say no. You don't move on, because January 6th was an atrocity. It was one of the worst moments in American history. And when you think about the worst moments in American history, you know, like World War II, things that happened, you know, like the Holocaust, chattel slavery, we need to never forget, because past becomes prologue if you forget any race.
All right, so you just had Sonny Hostin on ABC News say that what happened on J6, when a MAGA supporter was gunned down in the Capitol by some sort of a Capitol law enforcement officer who had a very spotty track record, very sordid background, she's saying that the MAGA, what happened on J6 is just as bad as the Holocaust and slavery, that we fought a civil war. Are you understanding how insane these people are, ladies and gentlemen? These people are literally off their rockers. And I don't know why the networks employ people like Sonny Hostin or Joyless Reid or that dude, Rachel Maddow. I don't get it. I don't get it. These people are very dangerous. The rhetoric they are spewing is putting lives in danger. That's the concern I have here. But to sit there on national television and say, oh, yeah, what happened on J6 is worse than the Holocaust. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Nobody got gassed. Nobody got killed. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. But this is who these people are. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Don't forget, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, we have a great show lined up for you. We'll give you a rundown of what happened up on Capitol Hill today. Also, we're going to be following this massive snowstorm. Absolutely insane, the amount of snow that's falling, and a lot of areas are buried. Folks stranded, can't get anywhere, no power, terrible out there. All right, 901-260-5926, this is the Todd Stern Show.
Working.
I'm gonna need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. James Carville is now admitting that he goofed up cut number 5.
I'll say, well, first of all, I totally agree with that person. It's very depressing. But if you're doing political strategy, you know, if you have an airplane crash, you got to go back and find out what went wrong. You don't say, well, let's just forget about it and move on. No, was the flap set in the right setting, or, you know, was there something that the pilot didn't pay attention to? I don't know, but it is sort of depressing. But, you know, Michael, there's a simple basic rule of politics is voters want an election about them. They don't want an election about you or your opponent. And for too much, we lost that. I lost it myself. We made it about Trump, and we didn't make it about voters. And that's all. It's never a good idea. And how could I, at 80 years old, been doing this for 50 years, lapse into that level of stupidity? You know, I got to ask myself. But I think we did. And, you know, let's learn from this. It's a disaster. I agree. It's depressing. But to have an event like this and not learn from it, I think, is the biggest mistake we can make.
All right, well, let's go to the phones here. Steve in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to ask about the Jim Jordan weaponization committee. The Democrats keep whining that Trump is going to weaponize the DOJ, and they've been investigating Biden's DOJ, but I've never heard any results from that on any of the news that I've listened to.
No, and you're not going to hear any because the Republicans really have no intention of ever following through on these investigations. So there you go. And that's one of my big problems with the Republicans is they throw all these great investigations and hearings, but nothing ever comes from it. So Steve, unfortunately, aside from some pretty good sound bites, there's really not much that's going to happen as a result of that.
Yeah, when the Democrats investigate, people go to jail whether they deserve it or not.
That's true.
It's been since probably 8 years the Republicans have been investigating all different things.
No, it's a fair point you raise, and maybe that changes now that we have the majorities in both the Senate and the House. I hope it changes. We shall see. But right now, they're just squandering a lot of money. And my thinking is, look, if we're gonna spend taxpayer money to conduct these investigations, somebody better be going to jail by the time it's all finished.
I agree.
All right, Steve, appreciate you calling in, 901-260-5926. Do you want to see people go to jail? Do you believe that Liz Cheney should be in jail for the crime she perpetrated during the sham J6 hearing? The fact that she tampered with a witness? And guys, if we could get some information, if we could just hunt down to see if, in fact, the certification has happened, because we've been following that story. 901-260-5926. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, President Trump has been certified, ladies and gentlemen. It is now official, and we can move on to the inauguration, which is going to be pretty wild. It's going to be a lot of fun. So many people are going. I mean, we could have a massive record turnout if the numbers hold. But again, just moments ago, Kamala Harris making it official, certifying that she is a loser and that Donald J. Trump is the winner of the presidential election. We'll bring you some of that audio here in just a moment. Okay, well, let's go to the audio.
The state of the vote for the President of the United States as delivered to the President of the Senate is as follows. The whole number of the electors appointed to vote for President of the United States is 538. Within that whole number, the majority is 270. The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes. Kamala D. Harris Kamala D. Harris of the state of California has received 226 votes.
And then, she announces that Trump is the winner. So there you go. A little flavor of what's happening there inside the House chamber at this hour. Let's talk about Elon Musk for just a moment, because there's been a lot of controversy over these past couple of days regarding free speech on the Twitter platform now known as X. Now, I want to say something very clear here at, about Elon and X and all these social media platforms. I don't pay their bills. So if, you know, I don't get to determine what the rules and regulations are on their site. Now, I'm just working off what Elon said. That Elon said X would be this platform where free speech would be celebrated and vigorously defended. But now we know that's not the case. The problem I have with Elon is that we are having to pay for this service now. So we do have skin in the game here. There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that pay for the ability to post and gain access to things, and there's a fee involved in all of that. So from that standpoint, I think that's how I'm going to be talking about this, because if it's a free service, then, you know, he can do really whatever he wants to do. And clearly he is. So all of this started a few days ago when Elon came out vigorously in support of immigrants from India coming in and taking jobs away from American citizens. Now, you can argue semantics, but that's what's happening here. And it goes well beyond the best and the brightest, and we're talking about people working down at 7-Eleven. And I find it hard to believe that we don't have any Americans here in this country that are without a job that would be willing to work at 7-Eleven. I think there are plenty of those kinds of people. I really do. I think there are pretty well-qualified people here that can teach their fellow Americans English. Why do we need to bring somebody in from India to teach an English class? I don't understand that. But anyway, a lot of people got upset with Elon, and they started writing about it. And that led to some changes in the algorithms. By the way, a lot of people were punished as a result of their positions, and many of them were either deplatformed, they had their blue check marks removed, and in many cases, people were demonetized. You say, what does that mean? What do you mean demonetized? Well, there are a lot of people on social media, they get paid for posting, and if you meet all the criteria for, I say, you know, X, then you will get a monthly check from Elon Musk. And depending on how much traffic you generate depends on how big or how small the check may be. And so a lot of people are relying on social media platforms for some sort of income. And it's a nice thing, but we don't base our entire revenue stream on what we generate from Facebook or YouTube or X or Rumble. And the reason why is, what those platforms give you, those platforms can take away. So over the weekend, another shoe dropped. And Elon announced that they're going to start cracking down on content. And here's how they're going to do it. Elon says he wants the X website now to be focused on positivity. And any post that is deemed negative will be shadow banned. In effect, it's shadow banning. He didn't use that word, but that's what it is. So you will no longer see those kinds of things. So, for example, if I say, you know, Donald or, you know, let's say Joe Biden is a lousy president, that would be construed as negative and people would not be able to see my post. And people are really upset about this. How dare Elon Musk? How dare Elon do this? Well, I have a workaround. And here's the workaround, and so far, so good. So let's just say that I write that Joe Biden is the worst president in the history of the Republic. If you put a smiley face emoji and the hashtag positivity there, then I think you're going to be able to scoot by the censors on X. Now, here's the reality of all of this. I'm not sure it matters all that much in the great scheme of things. I really don't. But it's a reminder that the MAGA world and this MAGA coalition is made up of all sorts of different people, and many of them may not share your value system. As a matter of fact, many may not be supporters or defenders of free speech. You know, Elon said he was, but I don't think he is. He's not acting like he is. And look, people say bad things about me all the time on our feeds. I don't block them. I don't ban them. If they want to log in and call me a sorry so-and-so, then I let them do that. I do. But some people have really thin skin. So my question to you, is Elon doing the right thing here by limiting speech that he finds disagreeable? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I don't think this jeopardizes his position inside Trump world at all. But I do think that Elon needs to be focused on the mission at hand. He was assigned a task to head up this Doge committee with Vivek Ramaswamy. And instead, he's declaring war on a bunch of very good-hearted people out there. And I don't understand that. That is very puzzling to me. But maybe this is the true Elon. Maybe this is who he really is. He's the wealthiest man in the world, and he believes that he can do really whatever the heck he wants to do. And maybe he can. But I'm not sure that makes it right. And it's disappointing a lot of people. I mean, yesterday I wrote a couple of messages. I said, it feels to me like we're just walking through, I don't know, some sort of a landmine here, right? It's just weird. You're tiptoeing through the minefield, and you're just praying that something you write, something you post doesn't, you know, result in you being canceled. And we have a lot of people that follow us on X, and we like being on X. Right now, we've got well over a quarter million, well, 275,000 people that follow us. And we want to, look, we want to be able to reach out and communicate with all of those folks. What Elon giveth, Elon taketh away, though. And that's what you, that's really what you have to consider here. I want to read the policy to you. This is from X. The tweak in the platform algorithm aims to penalize negativity while promoting content that is informational and entertaining. Musk's goal is to enhance user experience by increasing what he refers to as unregretted user seconds. Critics argue these changes might limit free speech, suggesting X is moving away from its role as an open forum for all types of expression, while supporters believe it could improve the overall positivity on the platform. When you go to X, do you go there for positivity, or do you go there to find out what's really going on in the world? And I will say this, one of the more refreshing things has been the fact that you can get news and information that the mainstream media will not necessarily report. And for that, I'm very grateful for that. As a matter of fact, during the New Orleans terrorist attack and the Las Vegas terrorist attack, most of the information actually came first from X and from users who were there, eyewitnesses, law enforcement sources, sharing information, all of that came from X. And I'm afraid that if Elon is not careful, that people are just going to pack up and go somewhere else. Or maybe, just maybe, people are starting to get tired of social media. Do you find that to be the case, that you know you're not on the social media platforms as much as you used to be? We have seen, just within our own world, we have seen a certain drop in the amount of traffic we get from our social media platforms. And now most of our traffic is coming directly from our website, toddstarns.com. And that tells us two things. Maybe three things. Number one, that there is a drop in social media engagement. Number two, people are going directly to our website as opposed to going through one of the social media platforms. And number three, again, when you look at the big picture here, people are also going through our newsletter that we send out. And newsletters are back in style. Newsletters are vogue again. So maybe all of those things, or it could just be that people are tired right now and want to back away from all of this. But I don't think that's it. And if Elon continues to go down this path, I do predict, number one, that he's going to have a falling out with his supporters. And number two, there could be some ramifications with his involvement in the Trump administration. And, you know, there's, and again, their relationship seems to be fine, and I'm not saying it's not fine. But what I am saying is that there's something not right here. Something's going on, and I don't like it. And I hope that we weren't snookered by Elon Musk. I really do. I really hope that we were not snookered, but only time will tell. All right, we're going to take your calls on this. Coming up in the next hour, Golden Globes going all in on the transgender movement, and we'll tell you all about that as well. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, new year, folks, and I know a lot of you are starting to look at your savings account and ways that you can fortify your savings, ways that you can grow your savings account. Might I recommend our friends at Priority Gold? They've got over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews. And my friends at Priority Gold want to send you a free gold investor guide today. I want you to text the word GOLDEN to 24999. That's GOLDEN to 24999. Now, Priority Gold makes it very easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you got to act fast. And you can do that by texting the word GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Folks, I've known them for a while now. They're great sponsors of our program. And one of the things I love about Priority Gold is there's not a hard sale, right? They want to make sure that you're educated first, which is why they want to give you this free gold investor guide. And the way you can get that is very simple. Take out your phone and text the word GOLDEN, G-O-L-D-E-N, to 24999. Also, head over to our website, toddstearns.com. We have some great stories for you there. Also, an opportunity for you to help out the kids over at Mississippi Valley State University. They're getting ready to go to Washington, and they need our help. You can make a donation there on toddstearns.com. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour three of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So, an interesting story out of New York City, of all places. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. So, there is a preschool called the New York Kids Club, and they're coming under fire from moms and dads on New York City's Upper West Side. Now, this is a taxpayer-funded preschool for three-year-olds, and I did a little bit of research. I was just curious, what do you expect for a three-year-old to learn? What are some things that a three-year-old needs to learn how to do? And some of those, well, one of the most important things is that the children should learn how to sing their ABCs. So very simple things, all right, because we're talking about three-year-olds. They don't have, you know, their brains are still developing. They don't have a lot of knowledge about life in general. But what's got parents up in arms is that instead of teaching kids to sing about the ABCs, the three-year-olds are getting lessons on the LGBT agenda. A substitute teacher at the taxpayer-funded school claims to be transgender. And this teacher read a storybook to children promoting ideas about gender ideology. The book is called It Feels Good to Be Yourself. One of the passages in the book, there are so many ways to be a boy or a girl. Not everyone feels like either a boy or a girl. Now, one of the parents was talking to WPIX, one of the TV stations there in New York City. And the parents were horrified. And the reason why is because the kids came home and they had a lot of questions. As well they should, right? I mean, you go to school and you think you're a little boy and now you're being told by your teacher you may not be a little boy? That's a pretty big thing for a three-year-old to try to comprehend. New Yorkers are sounding off on social media, and what I love about this is the overwhelming number of people in New York City oppose this. Absolutely sickening, one parent wrote, as a mom of a three-year-old, I find this disturbing. Leave these babies alone. Another sending a message to the LGBT activist, a three- or four-year-old is not your target audience. Leave the youngsters alone. The world is already confusing enough for them. Teaching this is inappropriate and groomy. Oh, yes, it is. Another person writing, this is not for a teacher to read to such young children. This is absolutely unacceptable. This is up to family. You are there to teach, not indoctrinate. Kids have no clue at that age, and you all need to stop pushing this crap. I don't care who comes back at me. Bring it on. Good for you. And it makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, if you have been a parent of a three-year-old, do you believe the three-year-old possesses the skill set to understand issues like gender ideology? Now, you would think, after all the hullabaloo, that the preschool would see the error of their ways. Jennifer Clement, the CEO of the New York Kids Club, says we are deeply committed to fostering an environment where children can grow, learn, and explore in a manner that is both age-appropriate and respectful of diverse perspectives. What does that even mean? A spokesperson for the New York City Public Schools said they would look into the matter, but that they value diverse, inclusive educational materials. Now, my question is very simple for you. This is funded by your tax dollars. Do you really want your hard-earned money used to groom children and confuse them about their God-given gender? And I really hope and pray that President Trump is going to be able to step in and put a stop to all of this nonsense. But this is very troubling because it's happening all across the country. This is one instance that we actually know about. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines. Tariq is listening to us on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Tariq. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, how's things, Mr. Stern?
Good, good. Thank you for asking.
Well, when you think about it, 4 years is really not a long period of time, and before you look up, 4 years would have came and gone. And so, with that said, I think that if we're ever going to have any chances of winning the election in 2029, I think that Mr. Trump is going to have to, prove not only to himself and to the members that he's appointed in his cabinet and the members in his administration that conservatives can do an even far better job of running this country than Joe Biden has done during his tenure.
Would you agree that this election and the voters were actually showing their support for Donald Trump and his agenda, not so much the Republican Party itself?
Yeah, Mr. Stone, could you repeat that?
Yeah, do you believe that really what happened in 2024 was an affirmation of Donald Trump and not necessarily the Republican Party?
I think
All right, I think we've got a super bad phone connection there, but Tariq, we'll try to get that worked out. Again, 901-260-5926. But I do think, I mean, look, I think that would be the mistake for Republicans to think that, you know, the American people love everything they're doing. They barely eked out majorities in the House and the Senate. They lost a lot of congressional races they should have won, and they didn't. And I think a lot of that was on Mitch McConnell as well as Mike Johnson. I do. I think this was about Donald Trump and his agenda. What you're looking at now is really not the Republican Party. Trump is using it as a vessel to get where he needed to get, and he was very successful at that. So I am very confident that the Republicans, and let me say this, I am confident the Republicans are going to get in line here because they have to. There's really no other choice. They've got the midterms coming up, and it's going to be here before you know it, and they will be held accountable if they don't. I mean, it really is that simple. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to take you down the runway at the Golden Globes. You're not going to believe some of the crazy chaos that they were up to. 901-260-5926 is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's go right to the phone lines here. Newport, North Carolina, Rosemary, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Rosemary, what's on your mind today?
Hello. In regards to the three-year-olds and what they're being taught, it made me think back to the fact that the Head Start program is a sacred cow of the left, and that needs to be checked in by those because as far back as 2008, they were reading books to those children that had titles something like, and I don't remember any of the titles specifically, but something to the effect that Susie has two daddies. And I was told that the reason that they do that is because some of the children in the program did come from families like that, and they thought their thinking was that other children needed to know about it.
Yeah, well, yes, I completely agree. Look, Rosemary, you're onto something here, and we know for a fact that Head Start's been using a lot of DEI resources within their curriculum, and you are correct. It is a sacred cow for the loony left.
Yes.
Rosemary,
that was what I needed to comment on.
I'm curious. Do you think that a three-year-old really is able to comprehend concepts like transgenderism?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, Rosemary, thank you for the call. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So over the weekend, or what was last night, they had the Golden Globes. I couldn't watch. I can't watch those things. They're just so bad. Just bad, bad programming. But it does give you some insight into what Hollywood is thinking and what's on their mind and what they think is important. And there is a movie that was celebrated last night, and it got, I think, four awards. It was like the big powerhouse movie of the season, and you're going to be hearing more about this. But anyway, the transgender movement was basically celebrated throughout the program. There is a guy who identifies as a woman. His name is Carla Gascon, and he's the star of this movie called Amelia Perez. And the movie is about a Mexican drug lord who undergoes a sex change operation. It doesn't sound like an action-adventure movie to me, but what do I know? But it was the most nominated movie of the night. So Mr. Gascon also won a Best Actress prize last spring in France, and he actually beat out real female actresses to win top honors. So the Best Female Actress is now a dude. The Golden Globes also featured a musical performance celebrating sex change operations. And then there was this fella. His name is Jonathan Van Ness. And he is one of the stars of this TV show called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And if you haven't seen this show before, and I did watch it a time or two, and the basic gist of it is that you straight guys are pathetic. You straight guys can't do, you can't do anything. And so you need the help of the queer eye to get dates, to be successful in life and whatnot. So anyway, Jonathan Van Ness is one of the stars of that, and he's also the hairdresser for Dylan Mulvaney. Remember the Bud Light dude? So Jonathan Van Ness is sashaying down the red carpet wearing an emerald green gown, wearing a full beard, and exposing his hairy chest. And a lot of social media people, a lot of people were lighting up on social media, saying, dude, what's up with this? What's going on here? And again, it just seems to me, setting all of this aside, it seems to me if you're going to walk the red carpet, you should at least have the decency to get a lady bic and shave your chest. I don't think anybody wants to see that hairy mess, do you? But apparently, whatever you think about what happened last night at the Golden Globes, furry dudes in high heels is what passes for glitz and glamour in Hollywood these days. That's kind of weird, in my estimation. What say you, America? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Yahoo is using AI to generate takeaways from last night. The guy was wearing a ball gown designed by Christian Siriano. I'm not familiar. Do they sell his stuff at JCPenney? I don't know. I do not know. And then there's the movie Conclave. Now, I actually saw this movie, and I'm a big fan of those kinds of movies. I'm always fascinated by history and the inner workings of the Vatican. And I just like that style of that style of movie. So anyway, I thought, you know what? I'll go and I'll watch Conclave. I don't go to the movie theaters anymore. I just wait till they come out online. And so I sat and watched it in the private. I had my Orville Redenbacher. I had a Baptist Martini there. That's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon for you folks out there in Salem, Oregon. And I'm watching the film, and I realize right away that it is an anti-Catholic film. And I get that. A lot of these films are, but sometimes if the storyline is good or intriguing, you can overlook that. But the whole point of this movie, the longer it went, the more disgusting it was. And Megyn Kelly was writing about this, and everything she wrote is absolutely true about this film. Everybody is corrupt, and the whole point of this is everybody but one person is corrupt inside the Vatican. And then you get to the very end when you realize that the brand new pope, and the movie is set up, the pope has died, they've got to find a new pope, and it's the political maneuverings to find the new pope, and they finally find the new pope, and once they install the new pope, they realize the new pope is intersex. You can't make it up. And I mean, that is like the last thing. And then the screen goes to dark and you're like, what did I just watch here? What is going on here? And Megan's writing about this. She says there are almost no redeeming characters in the movie. Every cardinal is morally bankrupt and repulsive. The only exception is the intersex pope. She's right about this. It was just, I'm like, wow. And again, this movie came out just in time for Christmas. And a lot of Catholics were probably going to go see this film thinking that, oh, wow, this is going to be fun. It's a great story. It's about how do they select the pope and all that. And then they find out that it's a movie about their faith under attack. And you know, they never do this to the Muslims, do they? They never, ever do this to the Muslims. Hollywood always does it to the Christians. And I guess when it comes down to it, Protestants and Catholics were always fair game, right? Aren't we? How, how many times have we had that conversation? I mean, it's true. But to me, it was just a bad movie. It was not well done. At some point, you just sit there and you're like, well, I got nothing else to do, so I'll just wait for this. And that's the way I felt. There was no buy-in to the movie at some point. But then, at the very end, to say, oh, yeah, surprise, the Pope's got multiple parts down there. That's just a bit much. So anyway, Megyn Kelly is now coming under fire. But you know why she's coming under fire? She's coming under fire because she revealed the ending of the movie. And I'm glad she did. I think Catholics need to be warned, hey, you're going to be so upset. Now, the writer of Conclave says, Peter Strawn is his name, and he says that he stands by every single thing he wrote. I bet he does. He hates Catholics. And it is an anti-Catholic movie. And I want to warn you, if you're a Catholic, don't go see this movie. Don't go see the movie. So the writer is now saying that he defends it. He says he doesn't think the film is anti-Catholic, that he was brought up Catholic. He says he was an altar boy, blah, blah, blah. No, sir, you wrote a film hating on your own faith. Shame on you. It's disgusting. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Happy to have you with us. I'm getting some hate mail. And so someone said, why are you talking about this guy in the dress at the Golden Globes? How does it affect your life or anyone else? Well, I want to respond to that because they're trying to make a message here. And if they weren't, we wouldn't be talking about it. But they're using the Golden Globes to advance some sort of an ideology, some sort of an agenda. That's why they've got the guy out there talking about how he's non-binary. So the argument here is that we should just shut up and we should not say anything. And I've got somebody here saying, trying to quote scripture to me on this. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. But that, okay, fine. That means you've got to stay out of politics. So if you're in politics, you have to resign your position because in politics, guess what? You're going to disagree with people about things. So if that's a problem for you, I just love it when these people throw Bible verses my way. And by the way, that's completely a misinterpretation of the scripture. Then they quote 1 Thessalonians, and to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands as we are instructed. So we're supposed to just ignore all of this. Well, I hate to break it to you, folks. Why do you think we have men playing in women's sports right now? You want to know why? Because a lot of people bought into that crap about minding your own business, about turning away and not looking at it. And now we've got a full-fledged transgender revolution. As a matter of fact, it's not, folks, there is a new gender. Hold on, I'll have to find this. There is a brand new gender that was just announced, and it's seasonal. No, I'm not making this up. It's called Gender Season. It is a brand new gender identity. This just dropped in the past couple of months. It's a new gender identity that connects gender to the seasons and how they can affect. No, I'm not making this up. The concept of gender season reflects the idea that gender is fluid and can be influenced by external factors such as time, environment, and personal growth. So when the temperature drops to 20 and it starts snowing outside, poof, you're a brand new gender. It's something called gender season. So are we supposed to just turn a blind eye to this? Is that what we're expected to do? I mean, come on. Unbelievable. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, Boston University students, there's a brand new class. They're offering a graduate level course on medieval trans studies. It will explore how medieval texts speak to the historical, theoretical, and political concern that animate contemporary transgender studies. What in the world? And this is why we're in the crisis we are in. I was reading a story last night about Orthodox Christianity, and there has been an explosion of Orthodox churches in America. And it's really fascinating when you study this, but 44%, according to the National Catholic Reporter, 44% of Catholic churches, Orthodox churches, are seeing a massive increase in attendance. And one of the reasons why, and they're saying that one of the reasons why is that most of the attendance is actually coming from young men who have grown very weary of the feminization of Christianity. And many of them are abandoning evangelical churches and non-denominational churches, and they are becoming Orthodox. They're becoming Orthodox Christians. I'm curious if you have found this to be the case. According to the Daily Telegraph, young single men are leaving traditional churches. They found a more masculine alternative. And according to this piece in the Telegraph, they are discovering the Orthodox Christianity through online influencers. Some converts say they felt disillusioned with the feminization of the Protestant church and were attracted to the authenticity of Orthodoxy, which they claim pushes them physically and mentally. Priests are now planning to open new parishes to accommodate the tsunami of young men who have converted since the pandemic. Matthew Ryan is a former atheist, and he found Orthodoxy after he saw a comment about good and evil on YouTube. The guy's a science teacher, had moved to Salt Lake City, and began researching the Bible. And that led him to the Orthodox Church. He said he appreciated the structure, the guidance, the authenticity, and the historical nature of the religion. A 2023 survey by the Orthodox Studies Institute, in 20 parishes across 15 states, they found an 80% increase in the number of converts to the Orthodox Church compared with pre-pandemic levels. Of those, 60% were men. Worshippers must stand for long services that can last upwards of 5 hours. Wow, and the Baptist church, if it goes over an hour, you're kind of pushing it. They also must fast, too, sometimes for up to 40 days. Jeez, hello. Yeah, that's not going to work with the Baptist. Church went late a couple of Sundays ago, and I couldn't even get in the door to Piccadilly. Anyway, I'm curious. Are you beginning to see an uptick in the number of young guys and young families, by the way, that are embracing the Orthodox Church, or for that matter, Catholicism? I think a lot of people are just there. I think we're starting to see a lot of blowback to this watered down, neutered evangelical message that sort of permeates a lot of these evangelical churches. You go, you got the worship band, you got the 5-point self-help sermon, boom, you're out the door before you grab coffee at the church coffee joint. And a lot of people say, I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for something more. When you look at the Trump administration, look at the number of Catholics J.D. Vance, for example, it's pretty impressive. But it tells me that young people in America are looking for something more, and they're looking for something much deeper. And the Catholics seem to be providing that right now, and the Orthodox seem to be providing that right now. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I haven't seen that here. I will say this. I was we have a beautiful, beautiful Greek Orthodox church in Memphis, and they throw a great festival every summer. So we go down and we go to the Greek festival, and just amazing food, great fellowship, beautiful people. And I have, when you talk about devout, that is a devout church, and they're all about the family there. So anyway, I will say this, over the weekend, they had a big ceremony. They do this every year, and the Greek Orthodox Church gathers on the banks of the Mississippi River, and they blessed the Mississippi River. They had, they've been doing, it's like a 2,000-year-old tradition, and they toss a cross into the, there's a rope attached to it, and they toss a cross into the river, and it commemorates Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River. They've been doing this tradition within the Greek Orthodox Church for 2,000 years. They always bless the largest, and the rule is you got to bless the largest body of water, and in this case, it was the Mississippi River. So there you go. The Greek Orthodox Church in Memphis, Tennessee. The Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church. Let's go to Georgia. Ricky on the line. Hi, Ricky. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ricky. I'm sorry, Todd.
I'm Todd. You're Ricky.
I don't understand what your problem is with these redheads. This ginger season happens every year about the time this pumpkin spice stuff comes out, and it ends about the time that, you know, the Irish come out for St. Patrick's Day. I don't see a problem with ginger season.
Ricky, I'm sitting here trying to figure out what in the world. Very clever, Ricky. Very clever. All right. Thanks for the call. It's Monday. It's too early for those kinds of jokes. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, I want to bring in our good friend, the founder of Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com, Art Alley. Art, happy new year to you. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, same to you, my friend. I'm doing better than you are because I'm in Florida and you're up there in the frigid north.
Well, is it true? I heard a rumor that when it gets really cold in Florida, like the iguanas will fall out of the trees, and there's all sorts of crazy stuff going on down there.
Buddy, when it gets down to 50 degrees, we don't go outside.
I don't blame you one bit. You know, Art,
how are you doing, my friend?
Art, I'm doing well. Look, I'm excited. You know, I think it's going to be an amazing 4 years, and I can't wait for the 20th. So President Trump can start implementing all of his big plans. I'm curious, on the financial side, are you expecting some good things to happen?
Well, good things are going to happen, but, you know, on the financial side, things don't happen overnight. But the whole foundation, it's morning in America again, and I know you probably have said that for people. But it's not just 4 years. God gave us a reprieve. Now it's up to us to step in and keep this thing going. We don't just put our feet up on the table and say, oh, we're good now. We're not good now. America still has a lot of work to do, and everybody I'm talking to understands that. So if they put, you know, their feet get moving, we're gonna have maybe a great awakening in America, because I'm hearing people more freely speak about their faith and all of that. But, you know, Todd, as you and I have discussed, it's always about the money, and that happens to be the business we're in at Timothy. And I think I know we're gaining on them, because Wall Street gets into some pretty seemly stuff they shouldn't even be involved in, from unbiblical principles. Whatever they're funding, a lot of it is not good. But well, the reason they're doing that a lot of times is because they're perceiving that that's what the public wants. So it's time the public stands up and say, that's not what we want. What are you doing involved in abortion or pornography or LGBTQ agendas? It's time for all of that to come to an end. And that's what Timothy brings to the table. And we are seeing people getting more and more and more convicted to take a look in the mirror and see, well, what am I doing? So we're here for them. But I'm encouraged, man. It's going to be a great 4 years. I think I love what Donald Trump does. You know, any new regulation, you got to get rid of 10 old ones. If we can free people up, that's what made America great, and I'm seeing the beginning of all of that.
Now, Timothy Plann, ladies and gentlemen, they have been a longtime supporter and sponsor of this program, and they operate with a very simple mission statement. It's all about biblically responsible investing and understanding that profitability and responsibility can actually work hand in hand. And Art, for so many years now, you guys have been living by this mantra, quit investing in organizations trying to destroy us.
Well, we have. And, you know, when we started, my friends on Wall Street said, Allie, you're nuts. You can't do that. Well, Todd, that was nearly 31 years ago, and we're still here. And our shareholders are very happy. They get competitive returns without compromising their basic foundational moral and biblical principles. That's what we bring to the table. And if more and more and more people would do that, corporate America would change their behavior, and that would help and bring America back from the brink, because we got to stop funding this bad stuff.
Well, we do. And Art, I know as people are beginning 2025, maybe they're looking to make some resolutions on the financial side of things. Let's talk about real quick in our time here some smart ways that people can reconfigure their finances for the new year.
Well, you know, one good way to do it is go to our website and just take our free biblical stewardship study course. Because the problem we have on handling money, Todd, and we've talked about this, is all of our training on handling money comes from the world, not from the Bible or the church. So we put together a biblical stewardship study guide. It's free. It's 9 hours. It gives you all the resources and material and scriptural references of how to really operate biblically. And, you know, when you do it God's way, God's way only works every time. So, you know, it's all there. That would be the best foundational thing I could suggest. But other than that, clean up. If you're investing, clean up. Get out from among them and be separate. We're open, and we're open to help everybody who really wants to step up and make a difference in America. And it's time we all started doing that. So we're here for them. But, you know, I think it's going to be a good year. It's not going to be, knock the lights out year, because we had such a good one here in 2024 in spite of what was going on. So I'm encouraged. I think we've got a good road ahead for the next 4 years and hopefully the next 40 years if we all step up and start doing our part.
And, of course, that website is timothyplann.com. Again, timothyplann.com. And you'll be able to find all of those resources for you there. And the best part about it, when you call Timothy Plann, you're going to be talking to real people that are based right here in America that want to help you. Isn't that right, Art?
That is absolutely right. If you ever have called Timothy Plann and a computer answers a phone, you will know that Art Alley is in heaven, because until then, we have human beings answer the phone and put you together with human beings that can answer all of your questions.
Love that. Art, we're going to have to leave it there. Happy New Year to you. Looking forward to talking about some big, big stories during our time together twice a month, and we always appreciate you and the great team there at Timothy Plann.
Thank you, man. God bless.
All right, there you go, folks. Art Alley from the Timothy Plan. And I would encourage you to go check out timothyplan.com. They have so many great financial resources for you and such good, godly people. Again, timothyplan.com. All right, folks, don't forget 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax TV. Watch the Todd Stearns TV show. In the meantime, get out there, bundle up. You stay safe and warm, America.